So many young people are taking steps to protect the environment. I spoke to Eco Empire, a team of students in Castle Gregory who spent their time in TY making positive changes for their school.
My name is Avonie Lyon. Eco Empire is a community-based project aimed at creating a green space for all to enjoy. We created a geopark, a remembrance garden, and an outdoor classroom which includes a polytunnel for the winter weather. We link in with our local spar shop to recycle cardboard as weed control, and we also connect with members of our community to learn about biodiversity and how we can help our environment. Our slogan is team, together everyone achieves more. In October last year, we fundraised €3,800 and all that money went towards our polytunnel. We also created a vegetable book and we were planting seeds. Everything from carrots to rhubarb to sunflowers and daffodils. And we kept a record of this in our book. And we also teamed in with our home ec teacher who now wants to plant a herb garden in the polytunnel. So it's nice that we are leading by example to the teachers and they're all following in our footsteps. And Orla's now going to talk to you about how we raised awareness.
My name is Orla O'Connor and we raised awareness in many ways through our Instagram Eco Empire and our school Facebook page and also the West Kerry Life. We invited the Dingle Hub to see our project and give us advice, and they were so taken by what we'd done that they brought Duncan Stewart to have a tour of our geopark. Duncan spoke to us about solar panels and wind turbines for our school, and now our principal is researching this and has already linked with the Dingle Hub to see about funding for it, which would be amazing for our school. And Norma Foley also came in when we were up in Dublin at the Young Environmentalist Awards last year, and our principal showed her around that day as we weren't in. And she also now wants to bring in environmental science to the Leaving Cert, which would be great for some people who have an interest in it. And Claire will now be talking to you about the tree planting day.
I'm Claire Dowling, and at Eco Empire we are passionate about meeting our United Nations sustainability goals for climate action, life on land and sustainability communities. We have planted over 3,000 trees to date in the back of our school, which we call our geopark. We only planted native trees like hawthorn, alder, birch, oak, hazel, spindle and willow. We are only one small school and have planted over 3,000 trees to help Ireland to meet its pledge to plant 22 million trees a year to combat climate change. There are 720 secondary schools in Ireland, and if every one of these collaborated with their community to help have a tree planting day like we did, this would account for 10% of this figure. To celebrate National Tree Planting Day, we organised a tree planting day with the students in our school and invited the members of the public to join in too. Finally, last year, one of our third year students sadly passed away from a short-term illness. While we were planting trees, her classmates asked if we would plant a tree in her memory. We loved this idea and wanted to make it special. We were gifted some apple trees and decided to use them to create a remembrance orchard in the front of our school. If you're ever in Castle Gregory, keep an eye out for it with the tree at the front of our school with KJ's plaque on it.
If you could give one piece of advice to the TYs below you coming up now, or maybe anyone who wants to start getting into environmental projects, what piece of advice would you give?
I think that you shouldn't stop just because of the weather, because a lot of our classmates were reluctant to go out at the start because of the rain and they didn't want to get wet, but we kind of brought everyone along, and once everyone was outside we were all having a good time and we bonded as a class, as well as learning about the environment.
If you think it's hard to find out where to start, just keep going, because it all kind of falls into place and you understand then what's going on and it all becomes a lot more enjoyable.
The Habitat Heroes were another group. They spent their time working for marine protection.
My name's Patrick Harrington Stack and we are the Habitat Heroes. We started the group as part of our environmental studies class last year, and we participated in the YEA Young Environmentalist Awards, and we came home with the top prize for marine life. We were all very passionate about protecting our coasts. We grew up in the area alongside the sea and seeing groups like the Maharees Conservation Group caring for our coasts and trying to educate young people was really inspiring to us, and we took our inspiration from them and we wanted to do something ourselves.
My name is Carla Qualter and I'm just going to talk about, to raise awareness of our project, we made a documentary. We interviewed Louise Overy, wildlife biologist, Hugh Roberts, our computer teacher, and he's a member of the Maharees Conservation Group, and Katie O'Dwyer as well, a lecturer in ATU. And this was sort of to spread our message. Also, Kieran Patrick created a kids' book called Ellie to the Rescue, and this educates kids maybe about how they can help the environment. And they also made an Irish version under the name Nelly Cuntar Hála, because the Gaeltacht really is very affected by the environment. It's a very coastal area. It was important to include them. And at the end of the book, they also encouraged schools to take part in beach cleans themselves, like we did.
I'm Zoe, and last year we organised two big beach cleans with the school, one of which we did but last year, second years. We managed to pick up a variety of rubbish that was found on the beach, which included mainly plastic. This was important for us to pick up the plastic because 80% of ocean waste is plastic, which is consumed by fish in the sea, and 1 in 3 fish, which are caught for human consumption, are then consumed by us, which still have plastic in our stomachs. So annually, this adds up to 250 grams of plastic a year. So the highlight for me was definitely going to the final in Dublin. It was great to see kind of other schools and their work as well, and also to come home with the national title that was bigger again.
My name's Emily Heesman, and I'm going to talk about how we passed on our project to the current transition years. So we think that it's important that all our work we did last year doesn't end just because we're not in TY anymore. And we think it's really important that the current transition years keep all our work going. So last week, we had two environmentalists from San Francisco, Sarah and Nate, visit our school and speak to the TYs about environmental issues and sustainability. And we also invited Dr. Eugene Farrell from the University of Galway to come and speak to the TY students. They're now working with him on a coastal conservation project looking at preserving our sand dunes. And I'd say my highlight from this whole experience is that definitely when we were invited to Dublin to showcase our project at the convention centre, it was really inspiring to meet the other students from across the country and learn about the conservation that they were doing. And it was just a bonus that we came away from it with the senior title for marine conservation.
If you had any advice to pass down to the next TYs or to anyone in general who would like to get involved in this, what would you say?
Sometimes it can feel like a lot of work, but in the end you'll look back on it and you'll realise that it's so worth it.
It was definitely a collaborative effort, so my advice would be to ask for help. People are more than willing to help, and the community really got involved. And even with the experts, they're all really willing to give advice, so not to be afraid to ask for help would be my piece.
What piece of advice would you give to people who might want to get involved in beach cleanups?
I would say that kind of our initiative when we set up our project was little and often is simple but significant. While you might be thinking like a small one might make a difference, but it actually does. So we'll say you might do, one small beach clean. You might pick up a few bits of rubbish, we'd say once a week, and if you keep doing that, it adds up and it does make a difference.
Do you have anything that you'd like to say to people if they wanted to get campaigns going?
I think the main thing is just to start. Like, I was surprised at the response that we got. One of our TikToks got over 3,000 views, which really surprised me. So it just shows that people are willing to back you and follow you and support your posts as long as you have them out there. That's the only way you're going to know how people will respond to them.
I spoke to the current TY students, who are eager to follow in their footsteps.
We're the current TYs, and we've been inspired by the Habitat Heroes and Eco Empire. My name is Alana, and our project is working to try and get solar panels for our school. We think this is very beneficial, saving energy and money. We are doing a lot of research on this, and we've been in contact with Duncan Stewart, a national environmentalist. He is interested in helping us, which is very nice. We are emailing local TDs and have worked with Emer Fallon in Dingle and our teacher Miss Corkery on a climate action programme. We would love to be able to get solar panels for our school and be leaders in sustainability for West Kerry. We formed a team and we are called the Solar Soldiers, and our motto is Marching for a Brighter Future.
Hello, my name is Hugh. I'm working as a part of a team, and we want to build a pond in our geopark. This will support the native wildlife and biodiversity in our school grounds. We recently participated in a workshop in Tralee Wetlands with Cassie Eastman, and we built a pond with her there. We also did some pond dipping, where we found and identified lots of different species, insects and aquatic wildlife. I never knew there could be so much life in a pond. We want to look after our climate and our natural habitats, and we feel this is the way to go. Our teacher, Ms. Benarhassett, is helping us, and she has secured some funding for us. We also plan to create a welly library, so that all students can easily access the geopark and enjoy some time outdoors in nature. We will buy some pond dipping equipment and identification cards to help students understand the flora and fauna in the geopark. Something that myself and the lads are really passionate about is agriculture. We would love to build a path through the geopark made from sheep wool. In Leitrim, they are currently using it to build paths and hillsides and walkways, and we will keep an eye on how they are getting on.
My name is Saoirse. A few weeks ago, Dr. Eugene Farrell from the University of Galway visited our school, and we had a very productive meeting with him. Myself and my friends learnt all about the importance of sand dunes in the Maharees. We, with the help of Hugh Roberts and Miss Blennerhaus, are helping us to measure the sand dunes. We are going to analyse the dunes, and we will take measurements every 2 weeks to see if the storms are affecting the height of the dunes. We will focus on Tralee and Brandon Bay and compare our results. We will share the data with the University of Galway, and this will help them with their research and hopefully the conservation of our dunes. The Maharees Conservation Group have done a lot of work planting marram grass to conserve the dunes. The storm that came Sunday night, Storm Debbie, would have affected the dunes, and this type of scientific research will help us understand the impact of storms on our coastlines even more.
My name is Anna. A few students and I decided to come together and form a team that are interested in improving Castle Gregory's sustainability and natural environment. We have decided to call the project COP Castle Gregory, inspired by COP28. Our slogan is COP on for Castle Gregory, and we've even made a logo and an Instagram page, and hopefully we will inspire others to take action too. We want our local businesses in the village to make small changes to become more sustainable and environmentally friendly. We have lots of other ideas up our sleeves, but at the moment we are in discussions with local businesses.
If you'd like to follow our progress, we are on Instagram.